Shepard lasted only 2 more days. When he showed up at Rodney's door, he was pale and sweating. "Oh, God, it's bad, isn't it?" Rodney said. Shepard just nodded. "So come in already. What are you waiting for? Don't be an idiot. Take off your clothes." Shepard barked a thin laugh and came inside the room. "God, Rodney, don't ever change, okay?" "What? What did I say?" But Shepard was apparently too busy taking off his clothes to answer. Well, half his clothes, anyway. He kept the t-shirt on again, despite the fact that it was ringed with sweat around the neck and under the armpits. "You don't want to take that off?" Rodney asked without thinking. He had his own shirt off and was working on the pants. Shepard's head jerked down to look at the t-shirt. "I just thought you'd be more comfortable with it on, what with the hairy chest and no..." He traced the outline of a rather generous pair of breasts in the air in front of him. "You know." Rodney rolled his eyes. "You do realize the deal-breaker is a bit south of that, right?" Shepard gave him a half-smile. "Yeah, well, there's not much I can do about that. I just figured I'd spare you what I could." The funny thing was, it had helped. Or at least Rodney had thought so at the time. Now, for whatever reason, he didn't care. "Just take it off and get on the bed, okay?" "Gee, McKay," Shepard said as he hauled the shirt off. "I can see why you're so popular with the ladies. Do I need to remind you that you're the one who wants to have sex here?" Shepard's face went still and the tightness came back and Rodney kicked himself mentally. "No, I think that's pretty obvious for everyone involved," Shepard said, and went to sit on the bed. Rodney took off his last sock and went to sit next to him. It was, if anything, more awkward than last time, which really shouldn't have been possible. "Okay, why don't you..." Rodney started at the exact time that Shepard put his hand on his thigh and said, "Look, do you want me to..." Rodney rubbed the sudden pain in his forehead with one hand. "Just lie back, okay?" Shepard looked a little like he was going to protest, but he took his hand away, swung his feet up on the bed, and settled back onto Rodney's pillow, one arm behind his head. There was nothing surprising about the tuft of underarm hair dark against his skin, but Rodney had to drag his eyes away because, right, it was showtime. Last time he'd been taken by surprise, and, oh yeah, he'd been recovering from a blowjob. This time it felt horribly premeditated. He wondered if Shepard wanted him to use his mouth, or do something else. Crap, he didn't want to think about that, about the fact that Shepard had come when his hand slipped, and that maybe that was what he wanted. Only Rodney couldn't do that. Not on purpose, anyway. "Rodney?" Shepard lifted his head. "I'm thinking. It's not a physics problem, okay? I have a dick, you have a hand. How hard can it be? Unless we want me to do you first, which is what I was trying to do in the first place." Rodney reached for him, mostly to shut him up, and Shepard's head thumped back against the pillow. His cock felt bigger this time, fuller already, and it grew obligingly in Rodney's hand. But Rodney couldn't help himself. "This is really what you want? Because I probably could manage, "It's good," Shepard said. "It worked last time, so stop thinking, okay?" Christ, it was like the clear blue skies thing all over again. "You know, it's not exactly my strong suit, right?" "Yeah, I know," Shepard twisted and opened Rodney's nightstand drawer. "Here," he said, handing Rodney the hand cream. "Right, okay," Rodney said, and slicked up his palm, feeling strange but relieved, because maybe it hadn't been so bad for Shepard last time. After all, he wanted the same thing again. He took Shepard's cock back in his hand and gave it a good stroke, and was surprised when Shepard's breath caught. "Okay, so not really the same as last time." He stroked again, and Shepard's hips lifted to meet his hand. "God, okay, yeah, he could work with this." Rodney shifted until he was nice and comfortable, his knee next to Shepard's hip, and set to work. It was a hell of a lot easier with Shepard giving him a little feedback and helping him out with the rhythm, and it seemed almost natural to slide his left hand down to cup Shepard's balls. This time he managed not to slip, and Shepard grunted and pumped a little harder, and it was good. It was fine, except his mind kept wondering what Shepard would do if he slid his fingers down just a little more, and... Damn it, he wasn't going back there, he wasn't... "Okay, wait," he said, pulling both hands away. "I need to know something." "Rodney," Shepard groaned, "can't this wait?" "No, it can't wait," Rodney snapped. "You think I'd be asking if it wasn't important? Look, I just need to know one thing. Does that thing hurt you?" Shepard squinted at him. "Hurt me? It gets my rocks off, McKay, and no, I'm not into pain." Rodney closed his eyes. "Does it penetrate you? Is that why you..." "It's virtual." Shepard shifted it against him, his hip pressing against Rodney's knee. "It doesn't actually do anything. It's all in my head. I just..." His voice went low and rough. "I can feel it. Everywhere. Inside and out. And the closest I can get to it is, you know, with my fingers when I jerk off." "Oh, that made sense. More sense than anything Rodney had imagined. Not that it made the thing any less wrong." Rodney took a deep breath and opened his eyes. Well, okay then. Rodney..." "Yeah, yeah," Rodney said, and put his hands back to where they'd been. It was easy enough to transfer a bit of cream into his left hand, easy enough to rub at the little spot behind Shepard's balls, and it didn't take much before Shepard was rocking into his hand again and making funny little whiny sounds. So, okay, maybe it should have been weird to like that, but it was nice to know his efforts were actually doing something. Nice to be appreciated. Rodney slid a finger down a little more, and Shepard whined a little louder. Inside and out, Rodney thought, and it was sick. It was wrong that some misguided ancient device could make a person crave something like that, but if he was going to be Shepard's methadone here, he had to... It didn't take much. He was already there. He felt the puckered skin encircled it with his finger, and then Shepard spasmed against him and pushed against him, and, wow, his finger was inside. It didn't feel anything like fingering a woman. It was smoother, and there was a hell of a lot less room in there. But it wasn't bad. Actually, it was hot and tight, and Shepard was panting now, every muscle tight, his hips lifting off the bed. Rodney pumped a little harder with his right hand and pushed a little deeper with his left, and then, God, yes, Shepard was coming, his muscles squeezing Rodney's finger at the same rhythm that was making him spurt all over his stomach. Rodney pulled out as gently as he could and rested his hand on Shepard's still-shaking thigh. Shepard managed to come, mostly on himself this time, rather than on the bed, so after a moment, Rodney got up, went to the bathroom to wash his hands and get a damp towel. "Thanks," Shepard muttered when he came back and mopped himself up roughly. "I'll be with you in a sec." "You know what? I'm actually okay," Rodney heard himself say, which was ridiculous because what was he thinking, turning down an orgasm? Except that Shepard looked so tired and so relaxed, and he was pretty much fine the way he was. If Shepard left, he could jerk off on his own. "What?" Shepard pushed himself off, shoving the towel onto the side of the bed. "You don't want me to?" Then he flopped back down on Rodney's pillow, staring up at the ceiling. "Right, of course you don't. Look, I know this is asking a lot, but if you could just let me..." "Really? You want to?" Shepard put a hand on his forehead, shading his eyes. "Listen, the difference between that thing and real sex is that real sex is not all about me. I don't want this to be all about me." Okay, that almost made sense, except that it really didn't, since this actually was all about Shepard. "You don't have to worry about the teeth," Shepard added. "I can use my hand." Okay, Rodney thought about the teeth, and then about the suction thing, and almost asked him to reconsider, but maybe Shepard didn't want to risk not getting a warning again. "Okay, yeah, we can do this." "I'll try to make sure you don't regret it." "You know, actually, regret's not a really big part of my life. I mean, I've regretted a lot of sex I didn't have, but I've never really regretted..." He glanced over to see Shepard looking at him with something that was either fondness or exasperation. "Oh, right, we should get on with this." Rodney closed his mouth and dropped down onto the bed. He kind of expected Shepard to sit up and do it the way he'd done it, but Shepard just scooted over to give him room, rolled up onto his side, and reached for the hand cream. Rodney watched him get a dollop on his hand, and he wasn't getting hard already. Not really. Oh God, he was. Shepard settled down next to him again, his head propped up on his left hand, his chest brushing Rodney's shoulder. His other hand reached down across Rodney's belly and closed around his cock, cool and slippery. Rodney swallowed another babble that wanted out, closed his eyes, and tried to let go. Shepard's hand was firm and steady and a whole lot more experienced than his mouth, jacking him tight, quick strokes. It wasn't how Rodney usually did it himself, but it felt good anyway. It was surprisingly gratifying to have someone else's hand on him, someone else caring that he got off. Shepard's hand grew warmer as it kept up its rhythm, catching the underside of the head with each stroke in a way that was really quite nice. Rodney tipped his head back and went with it, rolling his hips just a little to meet Shepard's downstrokes, and wow, he could do this forever. He was floating. Clear blue skies had nothing on this. He might have made a few noises then, and might have heard something that sounded like Shepard smiling, but his eyes were closed, so he really wasn't prepared to feel something warm and wet on his... Oh, God. Shepard had just licked his nipple. "You don't... I can't..." Too sensitive, he wanted to say, but he couldn't get the words out, because Shepard was licking it again, and a bolt of unexpected pleasure shot straight down to the base of his cock. Rodney made an embarrassing little mewling noise and arched his chest up. He didn't even like nipple play. It chafed and sometimes even hurt, and even when it didn't, it got to be way too much, way too soon. But Shepard was really gentle, and okay, maybe he did like it. Maybe he really, really did, because who was to question irrefutable evidence, and oh God, he was coming. Shepard gave his nipple one last completely gratuitous lick, and then slid off the bed, leaving Rodney alone with the aftershocks. Moments later, he felt a damp swipe of a towel across his midsection. When he opened his eyes, Shepard already had his boxers on and was pulling on his pants. Oh, right, Rodney said, because of course Shepard was leaving. He'd done what he came for, he'd gotten his fix, and it wasn't like Rodney wanted him to stay. Look, Rodney, Shepard said, pulling his still damp t-shirt over his head. I'll make this up to you. I haven't figured out how yet, but I will. When this is all over, when I'm getting back to being me, I'll owe you one. Anything you want, okay? Rodney sat up and resisted the urge to pull a sheet across himself, because now that Shepard was dressed, it felt a little weird to be naked. Yes, that's what it was, because the funny feeling in his gut had nothing to do with what Shepard was saying. Really? Anything? I might hold you to that. Shepard shoved his feet into his boots without bothering to tie the laces. You do that. Hey, I'll see you around. Just don't do anything stupid, okay? Shepard turned and gave him a look under his eyebrows before he said, far too mildly, you got it.